Hello there, so glad that you came back. How's everything going in your day-to-day life? Everything good? Yeah? Okay, that's great. Great, good to hear. We've been doing a few of these sessions lately, and your father has given me some very important information. Don't worry, all of these sessions are confidential, so what's said here stays here. What's learned here leaves here. I just thought it was really pertinent when talking about healing and wellness to have this conversation, especially because if this is something that you're struggling with, I think it is important to bring it up. So, according to your case file, you are a recovering Popper's addict, right? Amyl nitrates? Yes. How I tend to deal with those types of patients in my practice is utilizing sort of exposure therapy. Because it says here that you've tried to quit cold turkey multiple times, and that's not really how quitting poppers really works. You see, you have to slowly wean yourself off of it to the point where you can go back to living a happy, popper-free life. And now, because your father, a really, really generous man, offered to pay for these sessions, I asked if he would be able to provide the specific brand of poppers that you had used when you were abusing the substance, and he so graciously did. Here's the bottle right here. I was just wondering if we could really run through an exercise to just sort of see how you use these poppers. And now, don't be alarmed. Like, if you were to relapse, I would be able to handle it. You don't have to worry about anything like that. This is a safe space. Feel free to get as comfortable as you can or as much as possible. And now, I know that you might be a little bit hesitant to partake in this exercise, but it's really important that we sort of address what happens when you use this substance because, I think secrets tend to eat us up from the inside out. So, just take this as an opportunity to, be emotionally naked, so to speak. And now, just so that I don't re-traumatize you or anything, I'll just simply just place the bottle underneath your nose and you can inhale for about 5 seconds, just so we get a gist of it. Okay, so here we go. Okay, just keep inhaling. Okay, there you go. And the other one, see? It's not so bad, nothing to fear. See? Okay, that's enough. Yes, so how do you feel? Take your time, use your words. Okay. Very, very interesting response. You don't seem to be as coherent now. Let me just write that down. You do seem to be more relaxed, however. Are you feeling more relaxed? Yeah? Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Never seen anything like it. It does definitely show a lifelong dependence. You must have gotten into poppers when you were pretty young, actually. Yeah, from what I can see, because you seem to both be unable to resist, but yet so easily tolerate it. It's very interesting. And now I want to put you in the driver's seat of this recovery process. Okay, so I'm going to hand you the bottle of poppers, and you're just going to act like I'm not here. Okay? And I'm just going to be taking notes, just really documenting the entire experience. So go ahead, put the popper's bottle up to your nose for like, I don't know, like 5 seconds. Yeah. Or 10. Yeah, let's see. Okay. So patient is inhaling the poppers continuously, constantly. Eyes rolling back. Okay. And the patient is now naked in my office. Okay. Bare ass on the chair, and eyes rolled back, legs spread, and pleasuring himself. Okay, very interesting. Okay, I'll have to ask you to stop right now, just for the sake of composure and professionalism. Please try to listen and understand what I'm saying. So, I can see that you do struggle with impulse control when it comes to these poppers, and it must be because your father must have introduced them to you at some point in your life. And please, feel free to masturbate as fast as possible, because I understand that poppers do have a euphoric effect on the user, so, you know, it's important that we sort of get that out of your system so we can continue this healing process. And so now, just for full transparency, your father has generously provided all these sessions to you, and I think it's very wise of you to do as he says. That man was extremely concerned that you had quit poppers entirely. Hell, you haven't spoken to the man since he addicted you to pornography all these years ago. Yeah, you should have done your research a bit more there, boy. Because he and I go way back. Way, way back. Yeah. Your stepfather and I are somewhat of brothers, you could say. So when he asked me to turn his boy back into a gooner slut, I was more than happy to do it for free. But yet he still paid me. Your stepfather's a good man, you know that. And you're a good boy for huffing without even being told to do so. Yeah. Oh well, back to work. Patient is relapsing in the office. Will need to call his stepfather to collect him. Patient is a good boy, huffing even without any commands to do so. And I will say, in my expert opinion, that I think your popper addiction is pretty severe. And if you truly wanted to stop, you should probably see another therapist, but I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. No. And there you go. You just keep touching yourself. Man, your father was right about you. You were born to be a popper pig. Yeah. Can you even hear me anymore? Hey, over here. Yeah. Too busy looking at your penis to pay attention to me, huh? Don't worry, your stepfather will sort that out. He's gonna train you back into being that total, complete, dumb popper piggy like you should be. Yeah, I can't believe you thought you could escape. Could escape this Bader Brotherhood. No, we're not going to let you. We're not gonna let you go. Don't worry, boy. Don't you worry. Oh, and there you go huffing again. Oh, boy. You should really know better. Please, just think of your future. Think of your entire future ahead of you. Just think of your brain. It's not developed anymore. It's just deteriorating. Oh, you're gonna go into a nice long goon session after this, aren't you? Yeah. Ha ha ha. Oh, I'm so jealous. I need a little Bader boy of my own. Okay, but seriously, you should slow down on the huffing. Trying to go for the world record over here. Damn. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh, man. You're just gonna be a pathetic little porno sexual from now on. Okay, now here's what's going to happen after this session, okay? You're going to be put under his guardianship. He's going to be your conservator. Yeah. I'm gonna file the paperwork once you leave. I'm going to give ownership to your daddy. He's going to take care of you. I'm gonna be fully dependent on him. No need to think anymore. No. That way you can just be his dumb little huffing boy for the rest of your life. Well, don't worry. He's already hired a bunch of moving men to get all your things out of your place, sell a bunch of it, and you can just live with him for the rest of your life. Just be his dumb little boy. How's that sound, Okay, I'm gonna go get him right now, okay? And please, boy, please don't huff so much. Oh, I want you to have some level of composure when you see him. I don't want you to drool all over him when he hugs you.